What is the number one thing? We all live here in America, don't we? Because we know it's happening all over the world. Young people, I am talking to you today, mainly. I'm talking to everybody, but I've been young. What is the number one thing you get about 15, sometimes before then, 15, 16, 17, and don't think you get around 18, can't nobody. Every person, you can't tell me nothing. I know it all. What is the number one thing? Because everybody's doing it, ain't you? Get you a girlfriend, get you a boyfriend. That don't do, they get them a man friend and get them a woman friend. This is stuff we're pushing right now. Am I talking to anybody? Or am I out here by myself? I don't know what I'm talking about. Get your girlfriend, get your man friend, get your woman friend, get your boyfriend. It's just whatever suits your jacket. You know what I mean by that? Yeah. Whatever suits your fancy. Whatever you're looking for. And the Bible says anytime a man desire a wife, what is he to do? Y'all act like y'all. I guess y'all people have done it so long, they don't know what to do. What do you do? The Bible had rules and had guidelines, and he said he will bless the marriage. Let me turn over and read that. Because see, when you don't know this, you just think, I can do it. And then you wonder when trouble comes, what had happened? The devil slapped you in your face. Can you? Jaleel, give me Hebrews 13:4. Let's give me Hebrews 13:1. Listen. I'm going to help you today. I mean, the Lord will if you let him. Because he's not, you got to get in your heart. God never set out to hurt anybody. Never, 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 never. So Hebrews 13:1 said, let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have what? Entertain who? Angel, how? Unaware. Remember them that are in what? In bonds, as bound with them, as bond with them, excuse me, bound with them. And them which what suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body. Keep going. Here, this is one I want to get to. Marriage is what? See, marriage is what? Honorable in all, not some, in all. In all, a married life is. I'm kind of looking for words because I won't talk too strong for the babies. Marriage is honorable in all. And what else? Bed what? Well, what if you don't marry? How is the bed? Can you get something good out of defile? Anybody ever put up food in a refrigerator for a period of time, maybe you forgot to put it there, and when you finally went back and it was spoiled, you just put it out and serve it to your family. What did you do with it? Why did you throw it away? It was food. When you put it up, it was food. So God is telling us when we disobey in our, see, there's nothing wrong with a man and woman coming together. Yeah, thank you. Well, you just got to do it God's way. That's all. But when you do it your way, defilement comes in. Satan comes in. And you're a wide open game for him to steal your life, your family life. You remember David? How many remember David? I'm not going to turn it, but I'm going to just allude to this story real quick. Remember David when Uriah was one of his soldiers and he had to go to the battlefield? How many remember that story? And he had a wife named Bathsheba, I believe I'm right. And Bathsheba was, I guess she just honest. She didn't know it. David's up on the roof. And he saw her, he's up there where he could see her when she's taking a bath. Boy, he said, I gotta have her. Already had a wife. He already had one. But he wasn't sent, because he was a king. He had authority. He could do it. Told one of his servants, told somebody, go get her. And so he did. Now, to make a long story short, he got together with the girl, the man's wife, and got her pregnant. Didn't he do it? Then he didn't want to take responsibility for his action. He tried to cover it up. And see, this is, I'm going to show you the trouble now. Tried to do what? Tried to cover it up by saying, I'm going to get you right. And he meant like, I'm going to give you a furlough. And Uriah was thinking, now why would I want to do with my fellow brethren out there fighting? I'm just going to stay outside. And boy, he didn't know what to do. He thought he was going to go into his wife and that way it'd cover it up, you know. And finally that didn't work. And Uriah wouldn't go in. He put him out there and he said, now when you put him, told the men that when you take him back, put him out on the heat of the battle, put him on the front line so you make sure he get killed. And he thought he had it done. Can you imagine? You see how trouble will get you? Had the man murdered. Hello? And he was a king. But after the child was born, what happened to the child? The child died. Because see, David had opened up the door, wide open door, for Satan to destroy the child. And see, we think we're getting away and it's fun. But when you don't follow God, see, you could have, if that, let me say this. Corey and I were raising our children. There was certain times and certain periods Satan come, and we didn't know much word. We just found out about the word. And we came together in agreement. There was Kenny one time, there was Jeffrey one time. I remember one night, Jeffrey, about 6 months old, three or 4 months old. Yeah, cuz. Now he's a little older than that. Kelton was born while we were there, down to your mother. But he pretty, because they came pretty close. I don't know how that happened, but they came pretty close. But that particular night, I tell these two, I'll show you now. I don't know what was going on with that baby. You know how a baby get irritated. Everybody has a baby, raised baby, the baby gonna get irritated. And I can't stand for a baby to be sick, and I know that lying devil, because he has no mercy. And this baby crying. And so Cora and I had learned a few things, and what we did, we came together and agreed right there that night. You know that boy, about five minutes, it wasn't very long, he just fell asleep, never had any more problems. I'll tell you another story. But anyway, then Kenny, I don't know what happened, but we took him to the doctor, and the doctor says, he just panting for to get air. And this is what the doctor said, I don't know how true it is, said, the way his heart is beating, It's like two 10-gallon cans he carrying in his hand trying to run up a hill.